Welcome back. So we are reading Matthew 18 today. First, I just want to say, I have just recently watched The Chosen season 1 and 2, and I'm so ready to watch season 3, but it's not out in out yet for us to watch. I guess it's just, but I loved it. It's such a great show. If you haven't watched The Chosen, I definitely recommend it. It's just a heartfelt, a very real story of the disciples and their walk with Jesus, and just shows the humanity of all of it. Like, oftentimes we read the Bible and we think that they're just these holy people who, you know, we can't relate to, but they're human just like us. And that show just, it just shows that, their humanity and everything. It's a really cool show. You should watch it. So I'm dog sitting, so please don't mind the barking or anything. Hopefully they're not too much of a distraction for us as we read Matthew 18. Here we go. So in Matthew 18, it says, "At the time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, 'Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, 'Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it will be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter your life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for that one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen to even the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if the two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them." Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he begins the settlement, a man who owned him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him, since he was not able to pay the master ordered, that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me and I will pay it back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat you, each of you, unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Wow, Lord. There is a lot in here. Lord, I just pray that you help us to meditate on it, to let it to speak to us, Lord, in each of our lives. And Lord, I just pray that we will trust you, that we will let go of all of this world, for it is nothing. Lord, I pray that we will grasp hold of you and all that you are. Lord, I pray that we will live lives that honor you. And I'm just so excited, Lord. I picture you as Jenny Allen said, as a coach, that when we get to heaven, you tell us you were with us, it was fun, and well done, kid. Well done. You didn't love this world more than me. You just went passing through. I want to live that life, Lord, to where I am just so in love with you that I just pass through this earth. Guard our hearts, our minds, as we go forth.